provide, Lord, everything always free in the name of Jesus. Lord, may you bless Matt as he gives the word today. I pray, Father, that you'll speak mightily through him. Give him the power of the Holy Spirit to reach the lost and the lonely. And we're going to give you all the thanks for Cornerstone coming down, the youth group from Cornerstone, bringing bag lunches and all the trouble they went to provide some good food for their neighbors and friends. And we thank the chapel for coming down. They've got all kinds of little goodies over there to give free, lotions and all kinds of little bagged up goodies. Thank you for their hearts to give so freely unto you. And Father, I pray for Steve, my husband, as he faces a little bit of surgery on Monday to get rid of some kidney stones. I pray, Father God, for him that all will be good, that those stones will dissolve and he'll have no repercussions from it, Lord. Be with the doctors as they help him get through this, Lord. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and then we'll start. Okay, everybody, face the flag. Put your right hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Praise God. Matt, I think we're going to get started with you right off. How's that? Okay. Well, this is Matt. Now, he's going to give the word today. We're going to get him started nice and early because we want to make sure we get this in before the rain hits, huh?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. What's up, everybody? How you guys doing today? Everybody doing good? First off, just like I always do, I always start out, guys, you guys need to know just how much you guys are loved here. You guys let all of this just be an example of God's love, just put in action through his followers. This is God's love right here, all right? This is it. Everybody getting food in line, all these clothes over here, this is just a taste of what God's love is and what he promises us if we give our lives to him. And if you haven't yet, man, just soak this up. So today we're going to talk about a little bit of a touchy subject, but I really hope everybody just soaks this in. It's a very important message today. All right, but I before we start, I want to first start off by telling you guys a story about this one guy, right? So he's not feeling well, okay? He goes into a doctor's office and he says, "Hey doc, have my test results come back?" Right? The doc's like, "Man, you better sit down for this one. I got some bad news, and I got some really bad news. Which one do you want first?" And the guy's like, "Well, I guess I'll take the bad news first." So the doc sits him down and he says, "Well, the bad news is you've only got 24 hours to live. The test results came back. It's not good news." The guy's soaking it in. He's like, "Man, I only got 24 hours to live. I got all these things to do. I got to tell all these people." Then it hits him. He's like, "Well, what's the really bad news? If that's bad news, what's the really bad news?" And the doctor says, "Well, I'm a good doctor. I heal a lot of people, but I'm a bit forgetful. I was supposed to tell you that on yesterday." 24 hours, see, he's probably not going to make it through the day. So my story today is all about life being a vapor. Okay, life is short. I mean, do we grasp that? Do we soak that in? Life is short. The Bible calls it a vapor. Okay, in the book of James, James 4:14, the Bible says, "Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. A vapor." So I brought this with me, a little fun prop here. And this is my wife's. This isn't mine, I promise. It is nice and pink though, Sean. You like that? It's good. So this is a little little mister here. So check this out. Life is a vapor, you guys. The Bible clearly specifies it. This is a vapor. You guys ready for this? There it is. Here today, gone tomorrow. Okay? It's strong for a moment, and then it just vanishes. Okay? It's here, and then it's gone. That's life. Does anybody feel that way? I mean, really, can you guys just think, man, doesn't it feel like I was just like 5 years old playing ball in the yard? You know, doesn't it feel like we were just in high school? I'm 31 years old and I can specifically remember just, I mean, it feels like just yesterday I'm throwing the ball out in the yard with my family and my mom. I'm in the closet with my brother. I'm dumping puzzles on my head. It was such a good time. I mean, all these like fun little memories, but it literally, I mean, it just feels like that stuff just happened. And yet here we are. And I'm sure in like 30 years we're going to look back and be like, man, it just seems like I was hearing that guy speak about life being a vapor and now I'm 60. Now I'm 70. It's here today, you guys. It is gone tomorrow. The thing is, you guys, we strive so often in this life. We strive so often to make us feel good, to make us feel comfortable, to make us feel happy, to persevere, to make money and all these things. We strive for that so much in this little vapor. Again, remember, it's here today, it's gone tomorrow. I want to add on to that verse just a little bit, and I know you're not supposed to add on to anything in the Bible, but I feel a little rebellious today. So if life is a vapor, like James called it out, eternity is an ocean. All right, if life is a little tiny little vapor that is here today, gone tomorrow, eternity is an ocean. Think about that. Steve, do me a favor. Okay, spray. Okay, there's a life. There's a life. There's 70 years. There's 80 years. There's 60 years. There's 65 years. There's 100 years right there. Okay, here's life. Life, life. There's a life. There's a life. Now, what Steve just sprayed there, that's probably what? Not even a tablespoon of liquid? That's probably 10 lives. If that's life, if that's a vapor, an eternity is an ocean. An endless ocean. Why is it that we're so focused on spending our lives trying to fulfill this tiny little vapor that is here today and gone tomorrow? Jesus said, what good is it if a man gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Again, if we're spending all this time in this world and we want to wrong people to make ourselves better and put others behind us so we can succeed, what good is it? I mean, do I need to drop names? We see what's happened with Tiger Woods, you know, Charlie Sheen. These guys who have so-called gained the world and made the millions and living the life. What good is it if for one moment he's successful, yet he loses his whole soul for eternity? What good is it? So we think, okay, this is modern day, but check this out. In preparing for this message, wait for these buses to go by. For preparing for this message, I found a really interesting story about this woman who lived in Pompeii. Does anybody remember what Pompeii was? Michael, you do? Pompeii was a town, a Roman town, that was located in Italy up till 79 AD, after death. Pompeii. Okay, we're familiar with that story. We know that a volcano called Mount Vesuvius blew up, exploded, erupted, and it completely covered this town. It singed the whole town. People were literally frozen in their tracks when this thing happened. It hit them so hard they didn't see it coming that they literally died in the garden. They literally died with their sons. They literally died where they were. And we know that for a fact. We've seen it. We've seen the people there. We've seen casts of people holding each other while this thing happened. I mean, this is a long, long, long time ago. We're talking 79 AD. Okay, so a long time ago, 2,000 years. So one of the stories, one of the people that they found was this woman who was fleeing the city gates. She was almost out of the city. She was so close to being free. She was so close to life. And they found her with her feet faced forward out of the city, but her arm and torso bent this way, leaning down to pick up something. And this is her last moments. Okay, when archaeologists dug what she was reaching for, when they found it, they found a bag of pearls right there on the ground. Life, freedom, through the gate, she's here reaching for a bag of pearls. What good is it if a man gains this whole world yet forfeits his soul? Say she got the pearls. Could she take it with her? She's not, right? So, in this modern day, what are our pearls? What are we reaching for in this world that's going to keep us from life and from freedom? What's going to hold us down? Why are we so focused on everything? I mean, today it's, how hard can I work? How much money can I make? How many rooms in my house can I have? Or how many cars can I get in my driveway? Or how fast can I get home and look at those images on the internet? Or how fast can I get home and crack open that 12-pack? These are our pearls that are going to hinder us from getting out of there, getting to freedom, getting to life. Remember, if life is a vapor, this is a little vapor. Why are we so focused on it if there's eternity and an ocean out there? There's freedom, you guys, in Jesus Christ. And that's what we're here to preach about today. And he proved that on the cross. Jesus, through Romans 8:1-2, it talks about freedom in Christ. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from sin and death. It's not about the pearls. It's not about the emails. It's not about the cars. It's not about the rooms in the house. It's about faith in Jesus Christ, because only through him will you be freed. And you will be freed from sin and death. So right now, you guys, it doesn't matter what stage of life we're in. Let's say we're knee-deep. Let's say we're knee-deep in any of that stuff. Alcoholism, drug abuse, prostitution, you know, all the things, all the snares that this world has to offer. One of my favorite stories in the Bible comes in Matthew, and it's Matthew 20. And it's about this landowner. Okay, and I'm going to read this to you, but let me preface this. It's about a landowner who wants to hire a bunch of workers. Okay, and some of you can relate, who are work-for-hire kind of people who go out there and find a job every day, and then they'll get paid for the night, and then they'll go back out and find another job. So Matthew 20, 1-16. So check this out. This is a great story, and if you're stuck in this life, or if you're concentrating so hard on this vapor, on this little tiny life, hear this story, and hear it maybe for the first time, guys. Really, really soak this in. So for the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarii, okay? So a denarii is the kind of money that they were paying people back then. We'll say 20 bucks, okay? He agreed to pay them 20 bucks. So he agreed to pay them for that day and sent them into the vineyards. This is early in the day, okay? So 9 in the morning he went out and he saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, you also go work in the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever's right. Okay, so he's like finding these people, and he's like, look, guys, come on and work for me, and I'll pay you. Don't worry, I'll pay you. Just come work for me. He went out again about noon, and about 3 in the afternoon did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out, and he still found others standing around. And he asked them, why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing? They said, because nobody's hired us. They want to work, but nobody's getting around to hiring them, they answered. He said to them, you can also go work in my vineyard. This guy's just collecting people throughout the day, different time frames of the day. When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on with the first ones hired. The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came and each received a denarii. So they each got 20 bucks. Okay, those are the guys that got hired on at 5 in the afternoon. Okay, so think about the time that they worked. It wasn't very long. 5 in the afternoon. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more because they were like, well, these guys are getting 20 bucks. I worked a lot longer than these guys. I'm going to expect at least 40 to 60 bucks. When they received it, each of those guys received one denarii too. So they stood in line and they waited for their pay, and they got the same amount of pay as everybody else. And when they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. These who were hired last worked only 1 hour, they said. And you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of work and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them, this is the landowner, I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarii? Didn't you agree to work for 20 bucks? Take your pay and go. I want to give you the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first and the first will be last. And what a beautiful message today for anybody who has not yet made the decision to follow Christ. It doesn't matter if you come to Christ the day of out of your mother's womb or the day before God calls you home. You're going to get paid the same amount. You're going to make it to the same heaven. You're going to get the same rewards. Okay, eternity is such a long time. If life's a little tiny vapor and eternity is an ocean, let's focus on that today. And if you don't believe me, one little bit of further proof, I think we all know that story of the other thief on the cross, right? One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at Jesus. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. This is his dying day. He rebuked the other guy and he said, don't you fear God? He said, since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Amen to that? All right. So think about it, you guys. No matter what, this is it. This is our life. This is what we're destined to right here. That's it. All right, where are we in our lives? Are we at the tail end of this mist? Are we at the middle? Are we at a point where we can still make things happen? I mean, come on, you guys, we're living, we're breathing. We can still do this thing, all right? Before I close this out, I want to tell you about a friend of mine. My friend's name is Dan, all right? And Dan and I went to high school together. Dan and I went to college together. Real close friends. We did a lot of fun things together. Carpooled together. Went to Akron U. I can remember sitting outside of Zippy's Akron U's cafeteria on 50-cent cheeseburger day. And me and him, we wanted to see how many we could kill. We killed 16 in one day. We were proud of that. That's a big thing. It's a big moment for us. But I lost touch with Dan about 2005. And this is around the time when I made a commitment to follow Jesus. So I never got to share my faith with Dan. Even though he was a phone call away, even though he was an email away, I don't know why, life got in the way and I never got around to reaching out to my friend to tell him anything and everything about Christ. May 10th, I got a phone call from my mom around 10 o'clock and she said that she saw my friend Dan on the news and he slipped and fell and hit his head and he died. He died that day on May 10th. Very, very close friend of mine, and it kind of just stopped me in my tracks. Life just kind of stopped for a moment. You know how, like, when things like this happen, nothing matters, and it's just like, I'm trying to reflect on Dan, and I'm trying to reflect on his life, and I'm trying to reflect on the relationship that him and I had, and did I ever make any kind of forward movement with him and his relationship with Christ? And I can honestly say that I didn't. Honestly, I didn't help him one way or the other. And after kind of just soaking it all in, I looked at my wife, and I said, honey, I really don't know if tonight's my friend's first night in heaven or first night in hell. And it just to my core, it just tears me up inside. I don't know if he's there right now. I don't know where he's at. I pray that he's in heaven. I don't know. My whole premise of this message was to cry out to you guys to know what Jesus Christ did for us on that cross, to know what happens when we receive him in our lives. We are granted that gift of salvation. We're granted that gift of freedom from this world. No more bag of pearls. That stuff doesn't matter. It does not matter. Eternity matters. Okay, and if you've never received Christ in your life, if you've never made a commitment to follow Jesus, I beg and plead with you today. I cry out to you today and I say, today is the day. We are all full of sin. We're all full of just the nastiest stuff. We're evil people. We all deserve punishment. And God is a good judge and He will someday say, well done, good and faithful servant, or say, depart from me, for I do not know you. And the Bible says if that were to happen, if you were to hear those words, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Do you understand how serious of a moment that would be? Gnashing your teeth, just so upset, just with the realization that you didn't make it. Your teeth are just grinding together. You just cannot believe that you know for the rest of eternity where you're going to be. Guys, we're still in this little vapor. We still have a chance. God loves you so much that He sent His only Son to die on that cross for your sins. He thought of you on that cross. Let today be the day that we repay Him for that and we say thank you. As little as we can repay, we just say thank you for that. I accept that sacrifice in my life. And from this point on, I can be assured that when my vapor ends, that when this little life goes away and I have to spend an eternity somewhere, that I can be assured that my eternity is going to be with Him in heaven.
Amen.
All right. If we could just all just take a minute and just kind of quiet down. If we all could just take our hats off, show some reverence. Let's quiet our hearts and just reflect on this, you guys. It's a vapor. It is a vapor. It is so small. Before we know it, just like my friend Dan, as healthy as he could be, that man could bench press over 300 pounds. He was as strong as an ox, healthy as could be. Just like that, he is not here anymore. That's our future here in this world, guys. We're all promised that. If we're not ready, if we're not sure of where we're going, let's just focus on that today. Let's pray, you guys. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for your gift. For your gift of love, how you taught us how to live. And how you taught us how to die, Lord. You are the way and the truth and the life. You promise that no one comes to the Father except through you. This life is so, so short. We're a vapor in the wind. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. Lord, you don't want anybody. You don't want anybody here to have to face punishment. You are preparing a place for each and every one of us. Lord, and I just pray that if there is somebody here, anybody here, that's hearing this message today and they don't know you yet, Lord, I pray that you just pull at their hearts. You knock so hard on that door of their heart that they can't help but open it for you. Lord, I pray today that they receive you in their lives. They ask for forgiveness for their sins. And they make a commitment to follow you. There is no greater life. What good is it if the man gains this whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Thank you for loving us. Thank you for dying on that cross for us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys, if there is anybody here who wants to make that commitment, who inside knows that life's a vapor and my life is short, And if you don't know about where you're going, if you're not sure about your salvation, find me, find Judy, find Steve, find anybody that has a Jesus said shirt on. Come find us right now. Let's go. Life's short, you guys. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? Let's do this thing. All right. God bless you guys.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Praise the Lord.
Amen. This altar, as small as it is, it's here for a reason. Let's sing a verse or two of this great song, Just As I Am, because he wants you to come in the condition that you are, with a repentant heart, and He'll forgive you of your sins and wash you clean. But you have to make that move to say, I repent and I want to serve you, Lord. Just as I am without one.